This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Monday Ukraine's future depended on the outcome of battles and key points in the east of the country. He said it's very tough in the east, very painful. We must destroy the enemy's military power, and we shall destroy it, Zelensky said in his nightly video address. The eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut has become the focus of a Russian winter campaign, with both sides saying they have been relentless fighting in and around the small ruined city. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration is allowing thousands of Ukrainians who fled their homeland when Russia invaded a year ago to stay in the United States longer. The move announced Monday provides relief to Ukrainians whose one-year authorization to stay in the U.S. was set to expire soon. At a Navy base in California, U.S. President Joe Biden hosted the leaders of Britain and Australia to announce more progress in their partnership over nuclear-powered submarines, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
With two U.S. nuclear-powered attack submarines as a backdrop at Point Loma in San Diego, President Biden says the U.S. plans to sell similar vessels to Australia.
Enhance the stability of the Indo-Pacific amid rapidly shifting global dynamics.
Part of a partnership announced in 2021, aimed as a counterweight to China's military buildup.
Not nuclear arms subs, they're nuclear power.
The three leaders confirmed their commitment to freedom and a rules-based international order. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Follow us on the VOA mobile app or online at voanews.com.